Hi, everyone. I am Dr. Laura Copley, and this is Tough Love, a podcast where we explore all things related to toxic relationships, trauma bonding, healing, and transformative growth. Episode one, friends. Okay, so I have been planning on starting this podcast since the beginning of the year, actually, but between moving into my new home and finishing the final edits of my upcoming book, Loving You is Hurting Me, and being invited to speak at the Psychotherapy Networker annual symposium that's coming up in just a couple weeks, this has been unfortunately put on hold. Well, just when I thought that this would be perfect timing, my little girl gets super sick this past week. So she's currently in mama's bed right now, taking a nap, and I am in her room on her little bed, surrounded by Ariel and all her princess friends and her rainbow kitchen, trying to make this happen. Life, am I right? Okay. So we are going to try to start to kick things off with a dive into how relationships impact our development, sense of self, and how we navigate life. I think this is an important place to start. Question: have you ever reacted to a situation with a romantic partner in a way that seems either out of the ordinary for you or out of sync with the reality of the situation? Maybe something small represented something deeper to you. Or have you ever interpreted a minor conflict with the person that you're in a relationship with as a sign that your partner was poking at your self-worth or made you fear that the relationship was coming to an end? Or what about, do you feel as though you play a certain role in your family and your relationships, that if you slipped on that role, everything would fall apart? At some point in your life, did you learn how to approach certain situations in a very specific way to mitigate fear or prevent being hurt or rejected? I think most of us actually have had some experiences like this to some degree or another. And in this episode, I am going to lay out for you a central message, a central takeaway that I have embedded in the majority of the work I do with my clients, and that is, our relationships shape us. We as human beings come into this life with inherent value and worth. You have inherent value and worth. You are meaningful in this life and to this world, and I am happy that you are here. And sometimes, for many of us actually, we are not reminded enough of this inherent worth and this value that we possess. Or we are treated otherwise by human beings who are supposed to love us and take care of us. Or we somehow lose it or forget this truth along the way. We are shaped by our social world and by relationships. We are constantly being fed messages from the time we take our first breath to the moment we exhale our last about what others expect us to be for them. I'm gonna let that sit, because that's just wild to think about, isn't it? We are wired to connect, though. Of course, we long to belong. So despite our inherent worth, I have, you have, we all have, we come into this human life needing quality, engaged, affectionate, safe, healthy relationships for our well-being and self-esteem. Then it is from a relational perspective, then, how we experience emotional distress is linked to our past experiences and how we have learned to navigate relationships based on those experiences. Are you ready to explore more about how this might relate to you? When you are ready, here is your weekly dose of tough love. Okay, I want to walk you through a brief exercise. You know, the people that we meet in this life influence how we navigate life. These quote unquote teachers, if you will, they come in many shapes and sizes. They can be younger or older or people of the same age. They can be people who treated you well or people that harmed you. They can be parents, siblings, other relatives. They could be mentors and best friends or a random stranger that somehow deeply impacted your life. It can be a scene you observed as an outsider that changed the course of your life. It can even be people who you weren't even necessarily close with, but they somehow impacted you. Maybe others didn't treat you kindly. People that bullied you or made you feel bad about yourself. It is these relationships that shaped us for better or worse. Take a moment to ground yourself and be present in the moment, whatever that looks like for you, and take some slow, deep, full breaths. And when you're ready, I want you to begin imagining moving through your life like a timeline and re-encountering the main people who shaped your sense of self. Maybe you already have people coming to mind. Starting when you were a baby, who do you see? What images or memories show up with these people? What feelings arise when you see these faces? Now, moving through childhood and adolescence, who do you see? What relationship encounters do you remember impacting you deeply in good ways and in painful ways? Now move into adulthood. What faces do you see? What moments with these people were meaningful? And finally, arriving to this moment. You know, if you have a journal nearby, it might actually be helpful to jot down the people that came up for you now that I'm thinking about it. And if you're driving, don't do this. Please be safe. You can always return to this part of the exercise later. Now, for each person you re-encountered in this exercise, I want you to see if you can recognize how they shaped you. Did this person make you feel safe, seen, worthy, valued, cherished? Did this person lift you up and build your self-confidence? Did this person inspire you or teach you how to love and connect with yourself and others? Or did this person teach you that people are dangerous? That being your authentic self is just a recipe for getting rejected? Did they teach you to feel guilty for how you feel and what you need? Did they make you feel ashamed or embarrassed or defensive? Perhaps actually they actually might have taught you numerous things. Things that have served you in your life and maybe some things that have held you back in many ways. take a moment to describe the lasting imprint of these relationships. Next, in what ways do these imprints of whatever you came up with, safety, validation, worthiness, confidence, or imprints of shame, guilt, defensiveness, fear, in what ways do they manifest in your current life? What situations trigger those imprints? Moving forward, you might find that becoming more aware, more self-aware of how our past is impacting our present, that is helpful in how you respond in relationships and how you navigate your life and even how you perceive yourself. And you know what? Just simply notice that moving forward. You don't even need to do anything yet with it. I just want you to simply notice. So I'm actually going to give you some examples of people that show up for me when I do this exercise. And one is someone I was deeply enmeshed with, and the other is someone who I was not close with in any way, shape, or form, but even still had this impact on my sense of self. So my mother, right, who you are going to hear so much about, I imagine. She taught me how to celebrate everything. The tiniest wins was an opportunity for a celebratory outing or a special dinner or a weekend getaway to the beach. She taught me to enjoy life's pleasures. And on the flip side, she unconsciously taught me that I was not my own person, that I was an extension of her, that I represented her. We were so very enmeshed. And I didn't know this for the longest time because I felt accomplished and I felt like I was making my own strides in life. I was making my mark on life on my terms. But my dad sent me this picture actually not that long ago, before he passed, that it was at some sort of family party, and it was a photo of people reacting to something. Like, it was a candid photo, and I was looking at her in the photo at her reaction. And he said to me something along the lines of, this is what you always did. You always looked to your mother to make sure that you were responding in a certain way or how you should respond, something like that. And you know, like, when he told me that, in the moment, I felt so defensive. Like, I felt attacked. I felt like he was wrong, and like, how dare he? I was my own person. But you know, he was right. He was so right, because after that, these memories started surfacing in my mind of all these times, any sort of situation that I encountered, internal questioning, a sense of even just mild uncertainty, I would look to her for what reaction I needed. And I looked to her to give me more information about what was happening, because the truth is, I did not trust myself. I did not trust myself for the longest time, even like into adulthood. This is just kind of a recent thing, actually. He was right. And that is something that I'm working on. Okay, then my second person was this guy that I went to school with, and we didn't know each other at all. The only connection that we had was he was an athlete. He was older than me, but I was also a cheerleader. We were not friends. We never even had a conversation before. We never had any classes together. This was our only connection, an athlete and a cheerleader. And he treated me like garbage. He would pick on me in the halls at school. He would say mean things as I walked by, loud enough for his little clique, his group to hear. And he just put me down for absolutely no reason. I did absolutely nothing to this guy. He was a bully, and for whatever reason, I was singled out. And it happened a handful of times. It wasn't an everyday thing, but man, those times, they were so powerful. But every time this popular upperclassman athlete said something to me, I felt consumed, utterly consumed by shame. The 17-year-old made me feel humiliated, embarrassed, ashamed, afraid, like I just wanted to implode in on myself and hide. And even as I talk about it, I can feel that adolescent in me. I can feel her reacting to those moments and wanting to hide and wanting to just implode. He taught me to lower my head and feel powerless. God, if I could just go back and tell that younger version of me what was really happening, how his darkness and his cruelty was not a reflection of her, if there was a way I could go back and build her worth and value up, if there was a way that I could give her the language and the tools to overcome this, but I can't. I can't. You might have similar stories. We don't have a time machine. It sucks. I'm working on it. I haven't figured it out yet, but we can't go back in time yet. All we can do is evolve the parts of ourselves that have been influenced by others in positive ways and tend to and heal and evolve the parts of ourselves that have been damaged by others in painful ways. And that is the tough love part, you guys. How you have been impacted by others was not your fault. You are not to blame for the damaging things that happened to you in your past at the hands of another human being. And at the same time, if you want to heal that wound, it is your responsibility now to do something about it. It was not your fault, but now it is your responsibility. And this is what I do with my clients all the time. And I also want to teach you about how to adopt this relational perspective as you begin navigating your life in a new way. Relational therapy draws on psychodynamics, the theory that our thoughts and behaviors are influenced by our unconscious, and our unconscious is heavily linked to the messaging we encountered from past experiences, especially our relationships. Relationships shape us because our past experiences in these deeply meaningful relationships, they get coded in a way into our brains and into our bodies as patterns, as these are the ways that we are supposed to navigate our interactions, engagements, conflicts, choices. This is what teaches us how to do those things. These are like, in other words, subliminal messages that get programmed throughout our life as patterns and norms that are often buried so deep now that by the time we grow up and form new adult relationships, we are unaware and unconscious of this calibration that we went through. I'm gonna let that soak in for a second. Think about this. Our past relationship experiences that we have normalized throughout our life, they are often reenacted in our current relationships. Examples, right? Like if we had to learn to let's say, silence ourselves and hide as a child when mom or dad was reactive or angry. We may shut down and emotionally go inward in the face of conflict when in our adult relationships now. If we learn that it was our job as a child to prioritize mom or dad's feelings, if we were parentified as a child, when our parents were upset, then maybe we take on that parentified role in our adult relationships too. Maybe we self-sacrifice our needs for our partner all the time. Maybe if we had a bully at school when we were teens who humiliated us for no reason, maybe we have become an expert at being a chameleon, not showing the world our true, vulnerable, and authentic self as a way to prevent anyone from truly getting close enough to make fun of us, you know? Some of these quote-unquote life teachers, they can help us connect in deeply genuine ways while others make us relate to others in unhelpful ways. This results in unhappiness and disconnection. So exploring these earlier relationships across your lifespan and how they shaped you is important in helping you to understand why you feel the way you feel and why you do what you do in your current interactions with others. You are capable of doing this work. I hope you take some time this week to consider with self-compassion. So no self-criticism, no self-blaming, no beating yourself up. I want you to take some time this week with openness and self-compassion to reflect on how relationships have shaped you. Now, we will be covering so many more topics throughout this podcast that will help guide you in this process. So if you do not want to miss out on all of those upcoming episodes, do not forget to subscribe now. Tough Love with Dr. Laura Copley is available wherever you get your podcast. You can also follow me on my Instagram at @dotcopley for more free tools and insights on trauma, relationships, and healing. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next week.